Seth, you have visitors. Would it be okay if we came inside?
Visitors?
Seth finally looked away from his corner, his pale eyes gleaming in curiosity.
Absolutely. Come inside.
Before Leia could express her concerns, Silgall reached over and entered a code to deactivate the lock. As the door slid aside, Leia glanced toward Han and was relieved to see the same wariness in his eyes that she felt in her gut. If Silgall was being too optimistic, at least there would be someone else ready to jump on Seth.
Jedi Solo, Captain Solo?
Silgall waved them into the cell.
After you!
The Solos?
Sounding more cynical than delighted, Seth rose and turned toward them. To Leia's surprise, there were no alarming glints in his eyes or twitches on his lips, nor anything obvious to suggest that Silgall's relief was anything but warranted. But his brow rose just a little too slowly for his astonishment to be sincere.
What are you two doing here?
We just wanted to check up on you,
Han said, to prevent Seth from approaching the door. He held out his hand and crossed to the corner.
Good to see you're feeling better.
As Seth reached out in return, Leia readied herself to spring into action at the first hint of trouble. But Seth merely remained in the corner and looked slightly bewildered as the two shook hands. Leia moved her own hand away from the stun stick in the small of her back and went to stand with Han.
You do look much better than the last time we saw you.
Seth's eyes shifted in her direction.
From what I'm gathering, that wouldn't be difficult.
He flashed a self-deprecating smile, and Leia began to wonder if all the betrayals and disappointments she had suffered over the decades were beginning to make her too suspicious.
Do you remember when you saw the Solos?
Silgall asked. She remained just inside the door, as though her presence was an unpleasant requirement and she didn't want to intrude.
Aside from here on Coruscant, I mean.
Seth frowned for a moment, and Leia thought he was going to say that he couldn't recall. But then he flashed that awkward smile again and said,
Wasn't it on Taurus? At that pet show?
That's right,
Han said. He clapped a hand on Seth's shoulder and slipped smoothly around into the corner so the young Jedi would have to face away from the door as they spoke.
The one where the Ornuk took the grand prize.
Han, it wasn't the Ornuk,
Leia said in a reproachful tone. She slipped around to Seth's other side and stood opposite Han, so they had the young Jedi flanked on both sides and could quickly redirect his attention with a gentle touch.
It was the Chitlik.
Han scowled.
What are you talking about? It was that big Ornuk. I should know. It nearly bit off my ankle.
Leia rolled her eyes and, seeing by Seth's slack jaw that the distraction was working, shook her head vehemently.
That was the Canis Solix. You would have known that if you hadn't been off starting fights when the judges explained the difference.
Hey, I didn't start that fight,
Han countered, the edge in his voice so sharp that even Leia wasn't sure he was acting.
Is it my fault if—
How many times have I heard that?
Leia interrupted.
Across the cell, she could see Tekly standing in the door, pointing the funnel-shaped antenna of the portable encephaloscanner at the back of Seth's head.
According to you, it's never your fault.
That's right, it never is.
Han turned to Seth.
You were at the show, kid. Who did they arrest?
But Seth was no longer paying attention to Han. He was looking at the same corner he had been facing when they arrived, staring at a wavy blur in the transparasteel that Leia did not recognize as a reflection until she realized why Seth had known it was Silgall knocking earlier. Hoping to draw his attention back to her, Leia laid a hand on his shoulder.
Seth, please forgive us, she said.
When he continued to watch the reflection, she squeezed hard.
After you've lived together as long as Han and I have, you develop a few tender...
Leia did not realize Seth was attacking until she felt his arm snaking over hers, trapping her elbow in a painful lock that she could not slip without snapping the joint. She whirled away, screaming in alarm, and barely managed to keep him from grabbing the stun stick secured in the back of her belt. In the next instant, Han was between them, bringing his own stun stick down across Seth's shoulder. Seth pulled back, dragging Leia into the path of the strike. He still took most of the blow across his biceps,
but she was jolted so hard that her knees locked and her teeth sank deep into her tongue. Incredibly, Seth did not drop. He drove Han back with an elbow to the face, then sent him slamming into the wall with a sidekick to the gut. Spinning toward the door, he finally released Leia's arm and launched himself at Tekly and Silgal.
"No, you don't," Seth yelled, landing 2 meters away.
"I won't be copied."
Both of Leia's legs and one arm had turned to noodles, but she still had one good hand with which to grab her stun stick. By that time, Seth was only a pace from Tekly and Silgal. The of a tranquilizer gun sounded from the doorway. Seth stumbled, one arm trying to slap the darts from his chest as he struggled to keep his balance. He took one more step, then Leia activated her stun stick and sent it spinning into the back of his legs. He crashed to the floor just centimeters from Silgal's feet, then lay there, twitching and drooling. Silgal turned to Tekly, then let out a gurgling sigh.
You may as well deactivate the scanner. I think we've learned what we need to know.